Somebody sent me this comment that they made. Adam makes a great comment about bitters. Oh, on the last show, those fortunate to have Asian markets nearby, consider adding bitter melon to your midday meal using solar timing. The bitter melon is beloved by Filipinos and other Asian people. Additionally, the bitter almond has long been used in Chinese cancer therapy. The bitter melon is best cooked, as is suggested, in a soup, goulash, or stew. Thanks, Patrick and Adam. Another fab show from Elliot. Oh, is that for me or for Adam to approve? Oh, no, this is Adam. Sure, I'll put that up. Yeah, bitter melon is used, I think, in for diabetes, kind of a, isn't it? Yeah, the cactus kind of thing. Is it? Well, cactus is different than melon. But bitter melon is used in blood sugar regulation, right? We should get the government to regulate our blood sugar, because that would be good, because they're good at regulating things, right? No, I was just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, the bitter things, I really like Daniel Vitalis' new product, and I bought three of them, and oh, it's really cool. You can go on oneradionetwork.com, a little plug here, and click on the D3K2 or click on the pine pollen. I don't even know if we have the pine pollen up there right now. But anyway, just get to Daniel Vitalis through our website, and he has a digestive bitters product that's in a spray bottle. Whew. Man, it's cool. And I love the little spray. You know, it's on the counter. You just go, psh, psh, psh. Yeah. Let me read you the ingredients here. Dandelion root, certified organic. Orange peel, certified organic. Gentian root, is that how you say it? Gentian root, certified organic. Oregon grape root, wild crafted. Yellow dock root, a lot of liver things here, huh? Certified organic fennel, it's a great certified organic grape root. I said that one. Ginger, organic, wildcrafted blue flag, prickly ash, wildcrafted, nothing else. Oh, it's probably in some kind of grape alcohol. Let me look on the ingredient label, just to be clear. You guys like to look at ingredient labels. Wow, that's small. Let me put on my pinhole glasses and look at this one. Oh, water. Deionized water. Just so small. Jeez. And then some little grapefruit. Oh, so it's all kind of liquefied. I don't see anything else in there. Huh. Herbal digestive bitters, $19. Wow. Great price, too. Get a few of them. That's on any Surthrival link. Yeah, baby. Okay. 888-663-6386 email would be patrick@oneradionetwork.com. George says, "So are you going to try the LDN with Doodle?" Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm not quite there yet. Not quite there yet. Going to get another homeopathic remedy from Dr. Faulkner. It'll be in the mail today or tomorrow, and we'll try that one. Probably try that one first. You know, maybe it hits on it, and then we'll go from there. But the healthier I get, and the more happier I get, then the healthier she gets. So it's probably just all that. It's so funny, man. It's so great. What brand do you suggest for small yellow willow herbies? Oh, I don't. You know, I would just go on. I would just go on Amazon and look for an organic one. I don't really have a brand. I don't even remember the one, but, you know, I didn't take it all that long. I'm just kind of telling my hair to go back to its natural color, the ones that aren't. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing it. So just do it, you know. I don't have time to mess around with you guys. Just do it. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I just say, okay, just do it, you know. That's another really one of the reasons why we age, too, is mirrors. I can expand on that if you want, but... okay. Patrick from Linda. Thank you, Patrick, for all that you are doing for humankind. Really? And for four-legged ones, too. Oh. I'm a new listener, and I love all the amazing guests you bring on your show. What a blessing it is to have found you and to listen to all the wisdom you provide. Well, wisdom, that would be a kind of a stretch. It's all stuff from spirit that I just kind of channel, you know. I'm like an ET. Put it on my tinfoil hat. I just channel it. I don't come up with this stuff, you know. I'm just a channeler. Chandler.com. Boo, doo, 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 doo. But I appreciate the email. Wow. Man. I wish I could read this whole thing. Jeez. This fella sent this thing in. Looks like a white paper on televisions and LEDs and what's the best. And wow. From Jason. Well, thanks for that, Jason. I'll read this thing. Just got yourself, or can I take it with food? Also, you said drinking plenty of water. How soon after taking sulfur should I drink water? Seems to me if you can drink the water soon after sulfur mixed in 2 ounces of water, why not dissolve it in the water? Because if you... Yeah, that's what you do. Just put it in the water and gulp her down there. But you want to drink plenty of water, Frank, throughout the day, just so that's what really makes it work, is the H2O ding, hydrogen, two hydrogens, two oxygens. That's what really makes it work. And, you know, it's really kind of inconceivable that it works like it was, you know, for the last 5 years or so. I mean, it's...
As I told you, it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
I know. It's just inconceivable. I remember the first time I took a teaspoon, I said, what's going on with this stuff? I said to myself. I said, self, what's going on to this stuff? Elena writes in, I've been experimenting with your product, sulfur, and it's amazing. And I'm interested in buying higher volumes in Canada. How does that work? Amazing.
It's amazing.
Okay, back to the emails. Man, it's so great to see rain. Holy camoli shimoli. Janice says, I believe you tried Carol Borman's thyroid and didn't like it. You probably still have it there. Okay. You want me to look for it? I don't know. Why are you saying this? Maybe I was talking about a little thyroid. Yeah, I bought the one that she recommended. It's from Vietnam after we had her on the show. We're going to get her back soon. Am I going to need to write her? Yeah. Carol Borman. And because I thought, well, you know, sometimes I get cold hands and feet and my temperature is a little bit low. And according to normal, that's where you get into trouble, right? Thinking something is normal. And so I took it a couple of days and I didn't like it. You know, I'm just so... energetically sensitive. I just didn't like the way it felt. So I just really go by the energetics of things, and so if I keep feeling better and better and looking, you know, forward, then I keep taking it, you know. And if I don't, then I just quit. So, my thyroid's fine. It's fine. And getting better every day. Do you have any experience with MMS and your sauna? What about using the sauna and then cleaning the sauna? Thinking about getting one. Oh, from Jasmine. She spells her name. This is great. Jasmyne. Isn't that a great way to spell it? Spell it. Sure, you can use anything you want, Jasmine. With your sauna, anything at all. Just make sure you drink plenty of water. But you can do liver things, and I like to rub castor oil sometimes on my liver, on my tummy, put a little DMSO on there. I did last night and jump in the sauna, and you get your own little castor oil pack in 25 minutes, which is cool. Yeah, baby. So there's so many fun things you can do with these saunas, and certainly putting castor oil on your various organs is in a little bit of DMSO in your tummy or your liver, gallbladder. Get a little liver flush, and it'll soak right in there, baby. You can put castor oil on your face and dunk your head under, you know, inside the sauna, which is easy to do with the one that we have. It's pretty cool. Most of the time it's just out, but you can dunk your head in there and get your little neck and your face all goobied up with castor oil and look, you know, look cute, cuter than you are. If that's possible, Jasmine, I'm sure you're cute. So yeah, you can do whatever you want. MMS, I've been taking that for years. It's pretty potent stuff. Just, you know, go slow. Because baby, I'll tell you what, it'll clean out the woodwork, man. I tell you. And it just tastes and smells so terrible. Wow. Which is why I've never used it. I mean, I just couldn't stand. It kind of tastes like drinking in a chlorinated swimming pool. It's just... don't like it. I wouldn't do it now, but I, you know, years ago I did, and it was fine, and I had all kinds of white stuff that came out. I mean, you know, a lot of candida overgrowth. Did a colonic after my colonic lady said, "What is?" She said, "I said, what is all that stuff?" She said, "That's candida." I said, "What?" I had that much running around in my body. This is about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Yeah, man. What do you recommend for healing, treating cavities? Oh, well, I'm not a dentist, and I don't do medical advice, so I probably can just, you know, I mean, cavities. I remember about, 10 years ago, I was really doing a lot of fruit smoothies, and I mean, I was doing a whole David Wolf kind of thing and lots of stuff, a lot of fruit. And I went to the dentist before I met Dr. Nunley. I don't know why I went. Maybe a cleaning, one of those natural dentists in Austin. She said, "Well, you're doing pretty good, but you got about 10 cavities." I said, "What?" Oh, she said, "Yeah, they're very small. But you have about 10 cavities." I said, "No, that's not possible." She said, "Here, well, let me see." And so that was 10 years ago. That was 2008 when we just first started this show. And that's what was it, one of the things that got me going and looking at it, what's that about? So I totally got off all the fruit smoothies and all that, and they just went away. So, there's all kinds of things going on with that. Lisa, I wish I was smart enough to tell you, but there's some things going on with the sodium pump and the phosphorus levels. You know, you could go back to listen to some of the Hal Huggins shows we have on One Radio Network and look in the show page notes and see if you can come up with some of the shows where he really talked about it. you know, it's been a lot of years, so might be a little bit of doing to find those, but it'd be well worth your while because he knew what he was talking about. Let's put in cavities in the One Radio Network search engine and see if that yields anything worth talking about. C-A-V. Is that how you spell it? C-A-V-I-T-I-E-S. 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 Cavities. Let's see what One Radio Network search comes up with cavities. Ellie Phillips. Dr. Judine Benoit, Stop Cavities. Okay. She's out of Three Ancient Foods to Heal Cavities. Remy Nagel, remember him? He's on his cosmic vacation. This was 5 years ago. Cure Tooth Decay, Remineralize Cavities. Prevent Cavities Naturally. Rami again. 15 Men of Vets of Frankincense, Dr. Nunley, Cavities, Adam Bergstrom, Four Against Humming, Tony Pantelorisco, Adam Bergstrom, so we want you to talk about cavities there because it's in the show. It picks up show notes, a lot of Adams, a couple open phones. So yeah, I'll send this back to her so she knows. I would just put in cavities into our search engine, and you'll probably come up with a lot of stuff. I'm not seeing any Dr. Huggins, which I'm just trying. Maybe they're just haven't showed up yet. But I'll respond to her. Okay. Well. Yeah, use our search engine. You can find some cool stuff. Adam's listening this morning. He'll probably have some ideas. Adam, maybe send Lisa for me the one with the cheese and the onion stuff. Now, I definitely would get, if I can do just a blatant plug here for a product. I'd use some of this Pearlseum on it. I would. I'd be brushing my teeth with Pearlseum. Yes, I would. I would. And I'd work on getting that microbiome happy. And you can listen to some of Dr. Ellie's things. So I'll send her a few links. We aim to please around here. Dear Patrick, I hope you will install one of Ken Rolla's Home Shield units at your place and give us an overview of how things improve. I'm planning on getting one through One Radio Network. So you get a commission, kind of expensive. Yeah, they're a little pricey, but, you know, Ken's cool. I really can't, it's not my budget to kind of buy one right now, but it'd be fun to have one because he says it does all of things with chemtrails and all of that. And I don't know, we don't do chemtrails out here, and I don't have any a cell phone tower. You can't even get a cell phone to work out here. So, I don't know if I need one. I just don't know, but I'll talk to Ken about it and see what he thinks. There's probably a lot of other things these things do. You know, Ken, he's a mad scientist guy. And I live in Michigan. Is there a radio station in our state for this radio network? No. I wish there was, but I don't think so. Get my chair to work here. Okay. Ken Rolla is researching Edgar Cayce iodine. Cool. Okay, 888-663-6386. Come on, call me. I want to talk to you. I won't be talking to you. If you stare into a mirror long enough, you can shapeshift into anything you choose. I've been practicing the mirror technique since the early 70s. I met a man in Houston who taught himself to sleep through the mirror more than two decades before we saw Neo do it. Yeah, man, I'm so glad you wrote this. This is so interesting. And because I was going to talk about tomatoes and a little experience. And, you know, we are, it's so interesting, Adam. I know you know about this. But ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think I was a lawyer in a past life. We shape-shift all the time. We are shape-shifting every moment. Every moment. Every nanosecond. Thank you, Tony Bandalarsko. Every nanosecond, if you believe in time, we are shape-shifting. Our body is changing. It's moving. Doing something because of our state of consciousness. There's no doubt about it. What Adam's saying is that he's practiced, you actually look in the mirror and you can shape-shift, and, you know, you really work at it. And, there's certainly ETs have done it. It's just a skill you learn how to do. And, you know, not to say that there's some extraterrestrial or other people on other planets that are more evolved than we are. And actually, I think we're more evolved than most of them are. I really do. Water time. But technology-wise, a lot of the... I don't want to get too off a field here, but just because you can do a lot of things with the mind working through spirit doesn't necessarily mean that you have embody a high state of consciousness spiritually. Does that make sense? So, you know, you can do what would be called white magic and do a lot of things and actually fly or levitate or walk through walls and stuff. It doesn't mean that you're more spiritually evolved than anybody else. You've just kind of seen how some of these spiritual laws can be played with. Does that make sense on planet Earth? Like there are yogis that, can go underground and kind of almost not breathe or barely breathe for days. But you know, that doesn't mean that they're God-realized or even self-realized. It doesn't mean anything except that they've figured out the breathing thing. So don't, you don't know what I'm saying? So be careful with that one. So that's just a caveat. So I think that the yogis and they just learned the Buteyko thing where, because if you really think about it and you really get quiet, and I've done this in the middle of the night, you don't really have to breathe. I mean, it's trippy. I know it seems weird, but you can play with that, and you can go a long time without breathing, and it's just a matter of not thinking you have to breathe to live. It's just that simple. I mean, I played with it. You can do it if you want to. I mean, it's kind of fun. You don't really have to. You don't have to breathe like we do. And, you know, there's the old yogic thing that when you control your breath, you control your life. And I think that's true. And that's exactly why on the upper end of the scale, when we get fearful or if we worry or something like that, we hold our breath. I mean, that's what people do. They hold their breath. And that's how we hurt ourselves. And that's how we trap these emotion things. So if somebody comes up to you and starts screaming at you, like, you dirty rats of frats, and calls you every name in the book and say, I'm just going to punch you on the head and punch you in the nose. I'm going to do all this. And if you can have the wherewithal to stand there, barely breathing, and just look at them with a nice, calm face, they're totally neutralized. They can't do anything to you. Anything they do just kind of goes around and comes back on them. And it's just, it's a nothing burger. Nothing happens. It's only when we would tense up and react and, what's he going to do, and blah, 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 where they affect us. So it's the same way with everything else. It's the same way with viruses, same way with EMF, same way with everything. The only reason they get even stuck in there is because we believe they're real and we let them get stuck in there. So, you know, when you look in a mirror and you see a little thing that makes that kind of gives you this thought or this feeling that, ooh, man, that little wrinkle might be on getting old. We'll see. Then that's why we continue to get old or continue to age, just because we look in the mirror and we believe that thought form, that face you're seeing, is actually real. But it's not. It's just a dream. So you know, the more you understand that that's the way it is, and then you just kind of shape-shift back to whatever goes naturally when you're playing with your dog or, you know, just whatever you do, just being happy, you know, then the wrinkle goes away because you're back in another state of consciousness. So we're shape-shifting all the time, every moment. So when anybody asks you if you can shape-shift, just tell them yeah. You write a book on it. You could then do a webinar on shape-shifting. Just do a webinar. You can do a webinar on shape-shifting because you do it, right? Might as well do a webinar. One extremely important example of flawed concepts, writes Steve, still taught in medical schools today, has set back advances in medicine by decades, which is, if I can read this, let me make my screen bigger. For some reason, why can't I see that? Oh, is the membrane pump theory in cellular biology. Ooh. Dr. Gilbert Ling explains in great detail why the membrane pump theory is not possible. And in 1962, offered in the Association of Induction Hypotheses, which is actually much more than a hypotheses, as his work was instrumental allowing the development of MRI technology. Read a summary on GilbertLing.org. Thus, all the sodium, potassium, amino pumping inhibiting drugs are passed in pure, or pump inhibiting are drugs of pure fiction, even though it is known that these cellular membrane pumps don't exist. Loads of research, giant money is given to continue writing papers about it. It's very political. Robert Ling was born in 1919, so you should try to get him on soon. Is he still around? Huh. Wow, he's still around? 99 years old? Cool, man. I want to talk to him. He's 99. You know something. Well, let's get Gilbert Ling on. Oops. I just clicked on that GilbertLing.org. Doesn't work. Oh, yeah, that's it. All right. Let's do it. It's cool, man. Do-do-be-do-be-do-do-do-do. Spirituality and yogic powers are definitely two different things. Know thyself is different from show off thyself. Life is a movie, and Yogananda advised, find the projectionist. Oh, man. That's so good. Good job. Yeah, Yogananda had it going on. He was definitely one of the higher spiritually evolved yogi dudes. You know, what's that classic book, Adam, that Yogananda wrote? Well, that's the one. I read it about 12 times 40 years ago. What was the name of that one? You know, the one, the paperback. Dr. Faulkner, speaking of him, he's going to have a little freebie on vaccines and smart vaccine alternatives. It's going to be a free workshop starting Monday. It's going to be over 10 days, and it's going to be free. How about that? So I'm going to put this link on the show page so those of you listening to the podcast right now, if you're listening to a podcast other than Friday, September 7th at 10:45 a.m. Central Time, 9:45 solar time. Look right in the show page and you're going to see a link right here, vitalanimal.com workshop. It's a freebie, 10 days. Well, that's great. It's going to be smart vaccine alternatives. In the workshop, it's part of the homeoprophylaxis and what even one rabies vaccine can cause. Stir it all together with a bucket of immune confusion. The net results of vaccination in all species. Yeah, I know. Faulkner's right on that. It's tough because, of course, you know, the lawmen, they just have these laws about giving your dogs at least one rabies. But, you just gotta work through it, you know, work out your rabies karma and your dog's rabies karma. Do the best you can with it. But you can definitely get rabies vaccines without mercury, but they still have other adjuvants. But you can go online and find a mercury-free vaccine, order that baby, or tell your vet you want to order it, and then maybe when the pup's about 1 year old or so, go ahead and do it. Do it. Maybe do a lot of milk thistle before and after, and just bless it when you do it, and just say, just know that it's not going to hurt your doggy, and probably won't, because you'll just change it. You'll do the whole epigenetics right there, you and your dog together. We love phone calls more than anything else. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Are we blessed with old Bridgie?
I haven't been listening at all, so I have no idea what you've been talking about.
We've been talking about you.
Your time is almost up. I was like, oh, my God, I want to go say hey.
No, we don't have to leave at 11. You know us. We can do what we want, you know. We were talking about you, Bridge, and I've been kind of...
rambling on about this morning?
Well, we've been rambling on about low-dose naltrexone, about dogs, about vaccines, about thoughts, looking in the mirror, and that's the reason why you get old.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff like that.
I don't avoid that mirror thing.
Do you? Yeah. And then Adam was talking about how you can look in the mirror and actually shapeshift the way you, if you like to look younger. You know, you can do that.
I like that. And I don't avoid it, really. I was just kidding.
I know.
You know, sometimes you do look in there and you're like, oh, my God, who the hell is that? And then I try to look past, you know, the wrinkles and the...
Just look in your eyes. Look in your eyes.
Yeah.
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 So anyway, what we've been talking about, we really think that we ought to, I don't know, we don't want to pry in your life, but we really think that we should probably get for Bridget time to fall in love. So we're going to hook you up.
Awesome. Bring him on. He's got to be cool and groovy.
Okay, we got to find somebody really cool, like really groovy, like really sexy and really smart, and because you deserve it. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay? Yep.
All right.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
And a big wallet.
What's that? That's right. And a big wallet. That's so funny. You girls. You girls are hilarious. You know, I think it's in your DNA, and I don't mean... You know, that's a negative thing, but I think girls have this kind of nesting thing, you know, don't you think? And they like security. What do you think?
Yeah, you know,
you think that's true?
I was raised to take care of a family and a home and a man and children. I don't have the children this lifetime, but yeah, I wasn't raised to go out and kill the buffalo.
Yeah.
I want somebody who wants to go kill the buffalo, and I will have the most beautiful nest ready for him when he comes back home.
There you go. Now that's what I'm talking about. You know, that's what I'm talking
about.
You see, I've always thought that that's really deep down what most women really want to do. But when you say things like that, you get all this pushback from people and say, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
You know, people come to my house and they say, when they leave, they're like, God, your place just smells so good. What do? It just smells so good. I'm like, I don't know. I open my windows and I clean my house with vinegar and essential oils. I mean, I don't know, but it's the energy. You know, it is the energy. And if you're a frazzled woman that works all day, you don't have a home. You know what I mean? I love to cook good food and put good energy in everything. I mean, right. I think that's what we are good at.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I think it's the most important thing you could do, because that covers everything, right? I mean, that's much more than money or whatever.
I mean, exactly. I mean, when people come here, they just feel better because it's calm and it's, you know, and it's, you know, and even my place, I didn't rip down every tree and plant things back. I hand clear it and I rake the yard and it's all of it. It's pulling the weeds and you know, making fresh bread. And
mm-hmm.
it's getting back to, you know, taking care of things in the right way. And
there you
not
go.
Being frazzled.
Yeah. It's that real nurturing energy that souls incarnate in a female body. I think that's just part. I think it makes them, helps them. Are you're happier doing that, right? Rather than killing buffaloes.
Oh my God! I mean, it's that's where I thrive. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like hanging the bedspreads out and shaking them out every week and getting, you know, let them hang out in the fresh air and all of that.
Yeah.
All of that when you have to work, you don't have time to do that. And, you know?
See, I think that's where, you know, I think that's where, and I'm going to sound like a really like an elderly fogey, I think that's where the whole Gloria Steinem thing took a wrong turn, you know, that women didn't understand this 50, 60, 70 years ago, you know? And they kind of, they went to the turn of the other way, you know, they thought that they had to go out and kill the buffalo to really be who they are.
It's sad. And then now all these women want to be in the army and everything. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, I guess, I don't know. And then I do think if somebody comes out and they do want to, that's fine, but not to make the women that do want to do it be littler than, or, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, you're saying they have free will. If that's what they want to do, kill the buffalo, go in the army, that's great. You know, go in the Olympic, you know,
yeah.
That's terrific. And it's not going to hurt them, and that's their life, and God love them. But to want to go out and have all the other women do it too and say that you're not, you know, kind of weird, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
You're not doing your thing.
You know? Kill the children is not a job, yeah. Like, really?
Of course, I guess it happened on the other end, right? The nurturers like you were after, there was that, they went after the Gloria Steinems of the world, too. So I guess there's always two sides to it, huh?
Yeah.
There
is.
Yeah. Perfect argument
today,
to let people be, right?
I was walking on the beach this morning, and there was a pelican that's sick. He's definitely sick, and he was just sitting there right at the sunrise. He was just sitting, you know, kind of back away from the beach, and there's this lake that breaks through, and he's just sitting there, and there was somebody that got on next door neighbor saying, oh, there's a sick pelican, we have to call the, you know, animal protection people, and just making a big uproar. And then I saw him, and then in my heart it was like, yeah, I think he's dying, and he just, leave him alone, let him die in peace. He's just sitting there, and he looks a little swollen, but he's probably dying. And people freak out and think that we have to interfere with Mother Nature, and we just so mess it up.
So did they call and all that? Did they call and all that stuff?
I'm sorry?
Did they call and all that stuff, or did they just...
Well, I hope not. I mean, I gave my two bits, just said, yes, I saw him this morning, and I think he might be dying, and I said, let Mother Nature take its course.
Yeah.
I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we just let Mother Nature take its course? And
good for you.
And let it be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Boy, they do it with people, too, right? I mean, it's just, God, you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, scary.
Well, I think that's a, you know, if you really feel like that, boy, someday, you know, put a little tattoo on your shoulder. Do not resuscitate. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. It's going to be on my forehead. What are you talking about? Let me be. If it's my time, let me go, man.
That's right. I'm out of here, dude. I mean, come on. I put in my time. True.
Yeah. Hey, and my new thing is I'm trying the carnivore diet.
Oh, my goodness. What's a carnivore diet?
You just eat meat.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Eat meat.
Meridian has started that too. You know? Did you see that?
Yeah, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, because I've been trying to do vegetables, but it makes sense. And I've been on it for I've just done it 2 days.
Oh, well, good. Yesterday. So you're a real expert. I can tell that. Well, let's all do that, because Bridget's been on it 2 days.
Last night, and my legs.
That's funny. So you're gonna really
and my
do?
My joints still better.
So you're gonna
days.
Not say no. Say, I'm sorry. Say it again. I got too excited. So what did you experience in 2 days?
No leg cramps at night, and my joints just feel better. Everything feels better. I was having an issue. My feet were, when I get up out of bed first thing, my feet were like my joints were achy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll call them next week, let you know. But yeah,
let me know. So what are you eating? You're just eating all meat, nothing else?
I had a big old ribeye this morning.
That's so funny.
It is funny. It's like, oh, my God.
What am I doing here? So what got you kind of turned on to the try this?
Because it makes sense. And also I heard Dr. Daniels, she did one of her calls. I didn't listen to it, but I just saw the headline said, maybe all those condiments and other things you're eating are killing you or whatever. And it makes sense, you know, we're eating, you know, we have cravings for all this stuff, and we just have so many different things that we eat, fruits and vegetables and potatoes, you know, all of it. It's just like, what if you just cut all of it out and just let your body have meat, which has protein, which has fat, which is what they say our bodies need, and that's all you need. And maybe it'll help my cravings for those Cheetos and chips that I get every once in a while. And
Cheetos and Meatos.
I don't know if it stops all that.
Well, certainly call us next week.
I will.
And then, you know, and let us know if you're... So you're just going to do... so this carnivore diet, what do? Eat it. So it's pretty simple. You just eat meat, right? That's it.
Yeah, I got some bacon in the oven for me to munch on later. So I'm cooking some bacon, and I had a ribeye this morning, and I've cooked two, and then I have another one if I get hungry. So I'm trying not to let myself, because when I get hungry, then I get cravings, and then I sometimes don't make good choices. So if I can stay satiated and drink, it makes me want to drink more water. I think when I was eating a lot of fruit and stuff, I wasn't drinking that much water because I was getting the water from the fruit and stuff. But now I want water. It's interesting. Very interesting.
But you don't have much, because I saw you on Skype, it's been a couple of years, but you don't have much fat, so are you concerned that you might lose weight?
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, you want to?
I mean, I got a little belly. Oh, I get a little belly, just a little. I could lose 5-10 pounds.
Boy, I bet you will. Definitely. Doing that. I bet you will.
Yeah, and if I get away from the crap. You know, I think I've never really fed myself completely so that I don't be hungry. And I've been listening to a lot of people, and they say, well, I'm just not hungry. And I love it. I'm like, God, if I could just not be hungry, problem solved right there.
You probably didn't hear it. I think Meridian has started doing that. She was on it about a week when we had the last show. You might want to email her and get her take on it too.
Yeah. No, I did hear her call.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about it lately because I've been hearing more things about it. And I heard an interview, and she's out there, a girl who was very depressed and had depression issues. And her father did too. And so first she got on it, and her depression went away.
Really?
And then her father got on, and then his depression went away. And they're like, And it's amazing. Now she's been on it for, like, a long time, and she can tell. Like, she said she ate some olives. She was craving. She ate some olives, and she started getting weepy and feeling funny. And so she's like, I know I shouldn't eat olives. That's so cool. Like, oh, my God, how interesting.
Well, I mean, if you were a good hunter a million years ago, I guess that's all you'd eat, because who wants to eat stupid nuts and berries when you got a hunk of meat?
Yeah, and I think that's how we ate. I think we ate more like one thing. So I think that's what this does, is it just helps you eat one thing. And then after I've done it for a little while, then if I just want to eat, you know, like an avocado, I'll eat an avocado, just one thing, instead of all this stuff that we, you know, we have a lot of things at one time. And I think our body's just like, I think it might just work better. We'll see.
Sure.
But
won't hurt you. Try it.
If I feel better in my joints, and if I feel stronger in my body, and if I can go longer and not have to have much food and just have a little piece of meat, and I'm good, and then I can get a lot done. And and they also said brain, it helps your, all these people I'm listening to said they're clearer, they get more done, they don't get, you know, I sit at the computer and I get
foggy.
I get zapped or something. I just can't do it.
Foggy mouth breakdown, yeah.
It really messes with me. And so maybe this will help me be stronger to not, mm-hmm. to those.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, one thing you could try too, that's be pretty inexpensive, get a nice shungite necklace. And so put that little puppy on when you're on the computer. I think it helps. I have two of them on, and I don't know, it feels good. Also,
I love his stuff. One of those products that he carries. I just could order one from him.
Who's that?
But man, it's amazing.
You ordered from?
I have to go down in the kitchen. From the guy that makes those necklaces that you're talking about?
Oh, no, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
All right, I'll go show you. I'll go down there. And
that's right. Oh, so somebody makes a shungite, and he's got a... It's nobody on our side, is it?
Yeah, it's the one guy that does the really clean... he makes the pyramid thing, too.
Oh, Ken Rolla. Oh.
No, the other guy. Not Ken, the other one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Brandon Amelani, Shen Blossom.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. He's got shungite stuff?
And doesn't he have necklaces, too, or something that protects you from the...
No, it's not a necklace. He has a thing you plug in, Bridge, called Blue Shield, and I also have one that's like a credit card thing I have in my pocket. I'm starting to do that when I'm in the studio, which is extra added protection called Blue Shield.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is really cool thing. If you want to get one of these, it's really cool. I carry this everywhere when I go. Yeah, you know, I haven't cracked the code on being able to totally protect myself, even with what all the stuff I have, because I can feel it up here sometimes. If I get just a little bit immersed in a computer, or just a little bit like, you know, my mouse doesn't work or something like that, I can feel it. And so, but I got a lot more stuff than a computer. I'm in the studio, and I'm surrounded by electronic stuff, you know.
Mm. You know. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. Well, but I'm
trying to do.
What it's really teaching me how to do is to read articles and do emails and do this without having it affect me whatsoever, similar to what I was talking about when the guy yells at you. But I think, you know, I've been doing it for so long, this lifetime, and you know, kind of it's allowing it to affect me that I didn't realize. So this is teaching me how to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's another...
Yeah, you're more immune to it, I want to say. I mean, anything that we do for a while, we become better at it, and our bodies become better at it. I think our bodies are just absolutely amazing little miracle things that they adjust. And as long as we keep feeding it the right stuff, physical, mental, emotional, then it'll adjust for us, you know? So, like, for you, your little body's, like, saying, well, we can handle this because this is what he does and he's really good at it, so we're going to protect him. And
Yeah. I think, too, that the healthier we get, the more sensitive we get, and we feel these things where a couple years ago, maybe I wouldn't even feel what it was doing. You know what I'm saying? And it was all part of this heartburn thing that I didn't even realize it. You know, I was the heartburner of the heartburn. It was me. Well, wait a minute.
Is it gone now for you?
I'm sorry?
Is it gone?
Oh, yeah, it's gone, but I can make it happen in a second. Just all I got to do is just, you know, have a little tension and it comes right back. So it's not a thing that's there. It is something that, you know, you shapeshift into it. That's what I discovered. That's what's so fascinating. Does that make sense?
That is fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like something. See, that's where I think we get into this reductionist idea, right? Where we say, well, I have heartburn. So what does that mean? Well, yeah, I went on that online and it means you got too much acid, not enough acid, acid reflux, blah, 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 right? And you go down that black hole and you're really just chasing your tail because it's not that at all. It's our state of consciousness that is causing the problem that manifests into too much acid, not enough acid. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's what I learned.
Cool.
I know, it's so crazy. Yeah, I can shapeshift into heartburn anytime I want, man. It's easy.
Oh my God! So I just took a shot of this stuff. This stuff is amazing.
What stuff?
It's Chandra.
Oh yeah, it's the bomb.
From Shin Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo, man, that stuff's real.
Oh yeah, it's the real deal. Also, you got some of the Chandra from. Oh, good for you. Yeah, I'm about to order some more.
Yeah, I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does for me, but I know it's powerful because it's nasty.
It's nasty. So Adam says, just so you know.
It's not really nasty. It's strong.
Adam says the best time to do berries, so you know, is in the afternoon. So that's a berry. So maybe when you try some this afternoon or tomorrow, do it in the afternoon.
Okay, what time is it?
I don't know what time. It's noon where you are. You're in Florida, right? So, yeah, maybe 1 to 3, something like that. You're close. You're close enough.
Months into time.
I was going to order some Chandra and some goji today.
I think his stuff is very special. When I can afford it, I'll get more.
Yeah,
it
really is. Precious. Do you drink coffee?
I drink coffee, absolutely.
Absolutely. Good for you. Yeah. So he's got a coffee, C-H-O-P-H-I thing, which is kind of a make-believe, kind of one of the most make-believe coffees. But you drink the real deal, huh?
I do. I probably should get off it.
No, it won't hurt you. It's good for you.
But the thing is, so that with the meat people, they, you know, I was listening to a lot of them, and that's what they do. They just drink coffee. Is the only thing that they have, pretty much, and water and meat.
Just become a meathead.
Sure, it's going to make my life easier. I don't have to cook all that stuff anymore.
Oh, Bridges.
Honey, what you want? Oh, never mind. We got some meat here.
I'm going to do me a chicken leg. I'm just going to do me a turkey leg here. That's hilarious. Are you able to find good, like, well-cared-for little bacon so you have happy piggies?
Yeah, I hope so. There's a little place here that all the restaurants buy their meat from this guy. It's a little market, and you can tell the meat is different. And I hadn't talked to him about
do they beat their pigs?
But I think it's not a big, it's not a Publix or anything, so I think that's better.
Yeah.
It's one little store that is down here on the beach, Panama City Beach, and they cut their meat and everything, and.
So it sounds like they're out. Yeah.
It's the closest I can get right now until I find somebody, you know, that has them out in the pasture and I can get something then or something.
So are you going to do any kind of like butter and meat and fat and stuff too?
Oh, yeah. Fats.
All fats and meat.
Yep.
So how are you going to have your butter? Because you'll have nothing to put it on now.
You put it on your steak, honey.
Oh, that's right. Sure. I know. I've eaten it like that. Trust me. Oh, yeah, of course. Put it right on your steak. Yeah.
And then if you have a lean piece of meat, you know, and ghee, and so I don't know. And plus, I have Andre's oils. I bought a bunch of those. And so I'll have a tablespoon of something of that, you know.
Andreas, yeah.
Love his.
Yeah, boy, they're great.
Those are amazing.
Have you ever done the meat where it's almost raw?
I don't like that.
You don't like
that? I
can't
do that. I got to have it cooked.
Really?
I want all the buggy. I'm on it cooked. I don't do raw.
Hmm.
You know, I know I'm going to do sushi anymore. I used to, but I never really liked it that much. Not like I'm missing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but butter on meat is great, isn't it? Just slop it on there.
Yeah, and just and then I make bacon, and then you have bacon grease, and you know, and then I'm going to have eggs.
We can eat eggs, okay?
Eggs, but what I'm thinking is I'm just going to need to eat a couple times a day, and I won't want anything else because I can tell it does fill me up.
Yeah,
and I like that.
I think go ahead.
I wasn't getting enough.
Enough protein, maybe.
Yeah, you know, with all the vegetables and, you know, then you try to eat the grains and I don't know. It's making sense to me right now. We'll see.
Well, we'll see how much of a meathead you are in 7 days.
I know.
It's hilarious.
But you look at these people that are doing it and they look great.
Yeah, but they're probably about 20 years old, right?
Say it again?
They're probably about 20 years old.
No.
No, really?
No. I'm looking at older people.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
No, I'm looking at older people.
And they look
good. Their face looks good, and they have muscles, and and they look good. I mean, I'm kind of looking at this. They just seem like their skin looks good. We'll see. I don't know. It's interesting because, you know, I did the raw food thing for 5 years, and it helped me for a little bit. And then I started having heart palpitations and losing muscle tone, and I was airy. Yeah, I'm airy enough, so. And they're saying that, I don't know, it's very interesting, I swear. I mean, we don't know nothing. We know nothing.
I'm with you there, girl.
You know, it changes every day. It's like, that's crazy. Interesting.
Well, that's because we're shape-shifting. We're shape-shifting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's it. It's a little bit spin-off of the paleo. It's just more restrictive than... Because the paleo, they do nuts and seeds and stuff, right? The paleo guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if I'm craving things, but... I don't know. It's pretty interesting. My gosh, all you had to do worry about was, you know, having some meat when you needed it. I think it's going to make me eat less. I'm not going to eat things in between because that's what they said. You don't eat snack because you don't want it. You're satiated. I don't think I've ever been satiated.
Really? Are you going to eat cheese? Are you going to try?
No, because when you combine things and your body's like, oh, I got to digest this and I got to digest this. And oh, my God, look what you put in there now.
I know, it's funny. That's why in Ayurveda medicine, they like to have a one-pot meal. And I love the guy that said this. He said, what you do is you put everything in a pot and you kind of cook it all. And you let all the different things fight it out amongst themselves before you eat it.
That's great. I love it. That makes sense.
It does make sense, doesn't it? You guys, you know, get along. Just fight amongst yourselves and then I'll eat you in an hour.
Because think about way back, we didn't have that many choices. We could only eat what was in season and what kind of animal we could catch.
I guess,
makes sense. And we're gluttons anyway. We eat too much, you know. I do. You know, I can tend to eat too much. And I try not, then you try not to eat, so then you starve yourself, so then you're starving, and then you eat too much again. I mean, it's a vicious cycle. So I'm trying, I'm going to just eat until I'm full, this beef, whatever I'm eating, and then just see.
Yeah, see what it does for you. Yeah.
What does it do with my brain, and what does it do to my energy level?
Skin and everything.
And my joints.
And your joints.
Joints right now. Might be time to go smoke a joint. What do you think?
I'll tell you what. Well, you don't do that. That's whatever you want to do, dear. It's okay by me.
Oh, I'm playing.
Okay, Bridgie. Well, thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you next Friday, and we'll actually promote it, and we'll see how Bridget, did she turn into a meathead or not, and so we'll find out.
Nice to know.
All right. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
You guys are fun. You know, why not? Just life, you know? Maybe Bridget isn't hungry because it takes so long to digest, right? Yeah, it's certainly, well, you know, Now, I've had raw meat before. I haven't done it for a long time, but when I was eating a lot of meat, or any meat, haven't been eating meat for a while. If you do it almost raw, just kind of, I like to sear it so you can, just put some ghee in there and sear the meat on all sides real good on the edges. And that kills any kind of little buggies, because Hajanus von der Planet said there's no buggies inside. They're all on the outside if there's any buggies. So he said just sear it and then eat it totally raw. When you eat it raw, I mean, I would digest it really quickly. But I got a pretty fast metabolism. I mean, I would go through it in a couple hours and I could be hungry again. But if you cook meat pretty good, it does take longer to digest. That's just my opinion, and I'm allowed to have them because I'm a talk show guy and I just have opinions, but I don't know if that's true or not. That's just my experience. Adam writes in, yeah, the book I was thinking about was Autobiography of a Yogi. I first read in 1955. Wow. Yeah, baby. That's a good one. I guess you could still get copies of that. I'm sure you can. That's by Yogananda, right? Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Does that go back to 55? Man. Autobiography of a Yogi. Crazy. Boo-doo-doo-doo. All right. What else here? So Adam's going to do some research on low-dose naltrexone. I'm going to be doing some more research. If we decide to try it on doodles, we're going to let you know how that's going on. This is real, okay? What is real? I'm just going to read this. I haven't read it, pre-read it, so I don't know what he's going to say. I spent 2 weeks with engineers, physicists, few massage therapists, and 8 osteopaths. It essentially has to do with harmonics and light and earth grid harmonizations. Nothing that you do will work if a geopathic stress is going on through your house. Nothing. I got Robert in Houston, a believer, and he's a tough, insane Texan. 2 books on Amazon, Biosignatures, Back to the Future of Mankind, Wrap Your Head in Duct Tape, Need to Interview Dr. Ibram Karim, see website, 100% real, I don't know what that means. Geopathic stress. Right. Yeah. I had a dowser come out here who's really one of the best ones in this region, and check for geopathic stress stuff. And there was nothing going on in my home, but yeah, there's definitely goes on. But it's few and far between the people that are living on top of it. So I wouldn't get your hair on fire there, but. Certainly something to look at. Yeah, we'll talk to this fellow or find him. Karim, that sounds familiar. But I would never buy into the idea that nothing could go right if you're on geopathic stress, because I wouldn't take that. I would never buy into, Rich, that that thought form, because if that's what you believe, well, then that's what's going to be your experience. And why would you want to believe that? I'm just saying. But certainly if you're on top of one, or water, you know, people have underground water streams under their house and it's a problem, or geopathic stress. And you'd have to be pretty on top of your game, just like I haven't figured out the whole in the studio yet without it affecting me. I'm getting better and better every day. But yeah, it would be hard to do it if you're not up on it and know what you're doing. But yeah, cool. Thanks for that. Geopathic stress. I had a tomato story. I put together this really incredible tomato sauce. It's really, really good. Actually, just different from what I've done and used to sell. And had it on some organic pasta, brown rice pasta, which the Jovial pasta, which is I really like a lot and I do good with. Had it last night with the lettuce and olive oil. My mom used to fix it with cooked lettuce. Anyway, so I had this this tomato thing. And 2 days later, had a little bit of stiffness in my middle finger and my ring finger on my right side, just a little bit there. And you know, so the first thing that kind of comes to mind is this idea of nightshades and causing a little bit of arthritis or a little bit of tension on your joints and something like that. And but the way I work with something like this, and I just wanted to share with you just to give you an idea how you can take this to another level and not get in kind of caught in the weeds with these things, is that so if I would take the buy into the idea that, well, oh, I am sensitive to tomatoes, that's going to cause some kind of little bit thing in my joints. So every time I eat tomatoes, I can't eat tomatoes. Boom. So you see where that puts you. That puts you in a state of consciousness that is limiting, that is dogmatic, that is absolute, and that's exactly how your body is going to react from that moment on, if that's what I believe. Does that make sense? There's no way around it. No way around it. But if you do, another option is to just ignore it, and to know that if that's what went on that moment in the physical, that's going to balance itself out, because it's not normal to react to tomatoes. You know, people say, "Oh, nightshades give you that." Yeah, that's all nonsense. Okay, because it's not normal to react to eggplant or tomatoes or potatoes. I mean, you know, people. So it's not normal. Your body should be able to eat those if you want to eat them. There's something kind of like a little imbalance. But what I'm saying is here, if you build, the body just keeps building a thought form every day. So if you build that thought form onto your body, that's going to be part of your body, and that will be what you experience. And to just let that go, and to know that whatever went on there doesn't mean it's going to go on there again, and whatever you're doing, it's going to work out some kind of physical balance that maybe the next time you eat tomatoes and, you know, nothing happens like that. Does that make sense? So it's really being more aware of what kind of an idea we buy into. And it's this is the deal. This is the game. This is what we're working on One Radio Network to help us all understand. And I'm no expert at that. Believe me, I'm not putting myself out some guru. I'm doing it. Because I'm just in the trenches like you are every moment saying, wow, that's interesting. Well, that's cool. Well, could that work like that? So I'm right there with you. Again, so I'm just kind of like, you know, channeling what I'm seeing. And it's not stuff that I'm reading out of a book and just passing this on. But it's information that kind of comes in by just looking. and seen, looking and seen. So our job here, in my opinion, is to look and to see and to be. And we look and we see and we be and we know what's going on. We know where we fit with all of this. And then our job is pretty much done, except just to move forward, to take care of ourselves, take care of our family, to do our dream, whatever it is, write the great American novel, have 12 kids, whatever you want, 2 kids, become the best husband ever, and take care of your family, whatever it is, you know. Write a screenplay, write a book, save the world, save the whales, doesn't matter. Nobody cares except you, and nobody cares but the whales and you. If that's what you want to do, that's terrific. Just do that. That'd be great. Because somebody's got to do it, right? Maybe that's why you come here, to save the whales, save the porpoises, whatever. Just spot it all. You know, as hippies used to say, it's all good. You know, God doesn't really care. As long as we're not breaking any of the spiritual laws by getting in people's face and wanting to change them, fighting with them, wishing them ill will, and just letting everybody be, because that's what we want. We want everybody to let us be. Then we're good. We're not creating any karma. We're just not. And the important thing is do things in the name of God. So everything that we do, when you're eating a chicken leg, boy, just do it in the name of God, because you know that whatever you're experimenting here with, that whatever you're going to learn from this is that it's going to make you a happier, healthier, more aware soul in a body, to help you help out the people out someday, and have the best life ever this lifetime. And if it turns out that you end up eating string beans, Bridge, a month from now, and you go on a string bean diet, well, then who cares? That works too, and that might work too. But you're going to learn something, and you're going to get happier and healthier, regardless of whether or not the carnivore thing is for you or how long it lasts. So that's great to have that attitude, because you're just looking and seeing. And I think where we get into trouble was that folks just say, I got to do this because that's the diet, and boy, if I don't do that, don't go there, because that's just like people saying, well, I've been doing this religion for 30 years. You know what? I don't really have any spiritual experiences. My life isn't really getting better. I don't really feel closer to God. I still have a fear of death, and I don't know, but I still keep going to church because, well, that's what I've been doing. Well, you know, then it's really time to look around. Change. Try something else. Try something else. Well, I'm not sure what Doodle and I are going to do this week. Doodle, what are we going to do this weekend? I think we're going to work on screenplay. I'm really having some fun with that, spending more time with it as I get healthier and healthier and healthier. And screenwriting is fun, working on the book. And what else are we going to do? I don't know. Probably clean the house a little bit. All right, kids, we're out of here. Thank you very much. This has been fun. Hope you had a good time. You know, I have no idea who we're going to have on Monday. I had somebody planned and the whole thing fell through. And Adam says, tomatoes convert urate into uric acid. Urate is a neutral salt. It converts to uric acid to be eliminated, sometimes causing pain on the way out of the body. Oh! So these little stiffies in my finger that I had for a couple days, that's gone now, that be uric acid is leaving the body? I eat raw tomatoes every day, almost every day of the year. I've been on tomato holic since I knee-high to a grasshopper. So could that be, Adam, is that what the, is that what the classic Nightshades thing is, in your opinion? The classic Nightshades, is that the uric acid leaving the body? So it's a healing response, and they called it arthritis? Now that's pretty possible. See, I knew it was cool. I knew it. I just knew instinctively, just to not pay attention to it, right? Didn't I say that? I just knew it. God told me. God says, don't pay attention to that. It'll be fine. Okay, so I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll do something Monday. So I love you all very much. Thanks. You are great. Your support has been amazing for our products. We do have some good stuff. You know, I don't want to be schmoozy here, but we got the best. You know what I mean? Don't tell anybody. We got the best stuff. I'm going to order some more of this Carbon-60 today. You know, Doodle and I really liked it. And it's something, you know, something going on with this product. It's on the front page of One Radio Network. And Wayne's got one called The Perfect Molecule. So we'd like to do both. I think there's something really cool with this Carbon-60, and I'm out of it. And it's a little pricey, but thanks to you, I have a little few bucks to buy it today, so I'm going to buy one. So if you'd like to try one, it's a good one, Carbon-60. Thanks for trying all the different things that we recommend. So I will see you Monday with something. And I found a really cool song that I'm going to play for you, just because I like this one. I don't know, there's something about this. So, okay, be on the lookout for a guy for Bridge, because we're going to hook her up. And I don't know where that came from, Bridge. That was a divine inspiration that entered my being. So don't blame me. This was an angel thing. So I don't know. This is Patrick Timpone. May the blessings be.
One day I woke up and there was more to love. One day I woke up and there was more. One day I woke up and there was more to love of you. Today I woke up and I found more to love. Today I woke up and I found more. Today I woke up and I found more to love. It's true.
Okay.
More.